Very interesting turn of events. And let me just tell you, I'm going to start by going back to 2016 and telling you about Sophia Urista, who was a contestant on The Voice. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to take this story all the way up until today, because there's something going on with her today. But we have talked about her in the past. So let me first reintroduce you to her from The Voice, and then I will remind you of when she came into our consciousness, which was probably about a year or so ago. So this was her audition for The Voice. It was Miley Cyrus, Alicia Keys, Adam Levine, and
The Country Dude.
And The Country Dude, yeah, Blake Shelton. She's really good.
You know, she's voice good. You know.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking about this earlier today. Having the voice stank on you, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, in the past, it's been a really bad thing, because name one person who came from The Voice that is the same level as like Kelly Clarkson.
When we had Mariah on from the band Plush, she started out on The Voice, which I guess gave her a little bit of stank. But I don't know if it was good for her or not.
You know, if you start out on The Voice and everybody forgets you were on The Voice like we did, we totally, you just said that and we've had her on the show. I completely forgot she was ever on The Voice.
Right.
Because she's made her own way. She's made her own career. Plush is on tour with like everybody right now. They're huge.
Yeah, Evanescence, and they have a big tour, right? They're on the road with Mammoth Van Halen right now. So their album is like in the top five right now. But she started out on The Voice. And I really think Facebook and YouTube blew her up more than The Voice did.
Yeah, that's probably true. And this woman that we're playing for you now, Sophia Urista, so she ended up on Team Miley. Miley loved her. Miley turned around for her, and so did Alicia Keys. She ended up on Miley's team, but she didn't win. She was eliminated at some point. Okay, so cut to 2017, 2018. This band is formed called Brass Against. And it's like this, do you know Brass Against by any chance? Do you know who they are?
They do cover versions of rock bands. So they will do a cover version of Rage Against the Machine.
Right. They're the Pentatonics. Yeah, like the Pentatonics, except they're more like they're harder. And they all wear these white jumpsuits. And then there's one lead singer. And they have lots of vocalists. So it really is like one of those bands where there's so many people in the band. Like if you go to Brass Against on their website and it says vocals, it's like 40 people on there. But
it's one of those bands.
It's one of those bands. And they take turns and they do, you know, they do whatever. Like I can go on tour for this amount of time. Okay, then you come in for this amount of time. And the reason it's called Brass Against is because aside from drums and guitar, it's full brass. I mean, there's trumpets and, you know, stuff like that.
So here's them doing Killing in the Name of.
Okay, so that's what I was going to tell you. I played this for you last year. We discussed this because this woman and this video, this started going viral because people thought this was awesome. So as you can hear, it's mostly brass. You know, it's got drums and all that stuff because it is rock. But, you know, all these people that, like, you know, learned trumpet when they were in fourth grade.
This is the kids I beat up in elementary school.
Yes.
You play horns? I have to beat you up. You're one of those kids.
So if you remember, if you listened to this show and if you've been listening for a long time, I played this for you last year because this video went viral and this singer, really cool looking chick, and she's singing this Rage Against the Machine song, and this song was huge. It went crazy. This is Sophia Urista. From The Voice.
I can imagine splitting the gig money against 25 people in a band.
Yeah. And now yeah. you do what they told you. So, cut to today. Brass Against is on tour because that's what they do. You know, they tour. They have a huge tour schedule. They're all over the place. And they're making news today because of something that happened with Sophia Eurista. And I am not going to watch the video myself, but I'm going to play it for Anthony, and we will get his natural reaction to the video of Brass Against and Sophia Eurista on stage in Daytona.
Okay, so there's a guy laying on the stage.
Right. He's laying on the floor of the stage.
Mm-hmm. Like a bald dude, and she's taking
a fan.
Okay. So she's taking her pants off.
Yep.
And she's singing.
Right? It's her job.
And now it looks like she's squatting.
Yeah.
She's peeing. She's peeing on the guy.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what's happening.
And it's like a racehorse.
Yeah. So she's still singing. NASCAR has sponsored this event. It's in Daytona. This is one of their big events. It's the Welcome to Rockville or Rockland or Rock Something or Other tour. Security, get the fuck out
of here. I don't know what to say.
Okay, so that's the girl from The Voice that we played for you last year in the video that went viral. She's on stage. She said, I really have to pee, but I can't leave the stage. And an audience member said, pee on me. And she said, okay. So he came up on the stage. He laid underneath her. She pulled her pants down and she urinated on him.
No, she didn't urinate on him. She pissed on him. I mean,
Can you believe this?
I
how crazy?
This is...
Okay, so this is the Welcome to Rockville Festival. NASCAR, who owns the Daytona International Speedway where the incident took place, okay, said, no shock, Brass Against, banned.
Oh, no.
Banned. They could never, ever, ever come back. They are done. Yeah. Yeah, Daytona is just like, and of course, Daytona is like, wait, what? And here's the weird thing. It's not like they're super punk and they were trying to be edgy and emo and, you know, in some kind of like edgy. They're just there's a bunch of brass nerds behind her with tubas and trumpets. And she's what they're saying now. The band is like, sorry, they've apologized. They've tweeted about it. And there's implication that she might be mentally ill.
So
you're speechless.
I can't even
what
talk.
You don't even know what to say. What do you say? You who've been in the rock music business for such a long time, like you've seen the most punk things go down. You have never seen anything like this before. I know you haven't. Certainly not a woman doing it.
And not in person. I mean, I don't think anybody. There was one guy a long time ago that was like a punk guy, and he would take a poo on stage and throw it at the crowd. I mean, there was bands like that that were insane. But what does the band say about this?
So Brass Against issued, well, not really a statement, a tweet, which, you know, in our parlance is a statement.
Mm-hmm.
They said, we had a great time last night at Welcome to Rockville. Sophia got carried away. That's not something the rest of us expected. It's not something you'll see again at our shows. Thanks for bringing it last night, Daytona.
So they're not going to do it anymore? Why would they not do that every show? Now they got to one-up it.
Well, here's the thing. So when the news broke and the video got out, first they wrote, well, how's your day going? That's how it started. And then people were like, now you got to say more than that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting because some people were like, oh, that was metal as hell. Like some people loved it. And other people were like, who cleaned that up? You know, and then people were like, hang on a minute. So cancel culture didn't come for this? Like, you guys just went, sorry, our bad. And no one, everyone's like, okay, no problem.
If this was a guy that did this.
Yeah. To a woman.
There was a guy back in the late 80s, early 90s, Gigi Allen.
Sure, famous.
So Gigi Allen was this crazy dude that would poo on stage and throw it at the crowd. And, you know, he would do the most outrageous things. So what she's doing is just a Gigi Allen thing.
Which would make sense if this was a Gigi Allen type of band. But this is like edgy pentatonics. This is not a band that's supposed to be, they're not really metal. They're not like one of these like, whoa, just because they sing Rage Against the Machine, they're not actually raging against any particular machine.
Mm-hmm.
But I did make a bad joke and my boyfriend made fun of me all day long for it. I said, well, talk about streaming your music.
Wow. So, no. They should thank her for doing that, because now we've actually said the name Brass Against and people know who they are. And I guarantee their next show is going to be sold out.
Oh, more than that. Literally everybody listening to us right now, Googling Brass Against video.
Yeah. No, if you're listening to us, do not Google that video. Do not watch that video. You'll never get that out of your head. There's a couple of things you should never watch. That is one of them.
That's one of them.
The glass bridge on Squid Game. You don't watch that because you'll never get that out of your head. I'm saving you from things. I'm saving you from yourself. Don't watch these things. At least she brought somebody out of the crowd and brought them on the stage instead of doing it off the stage into the crowd.
So yeah,
I don't know if she can be arrested for that, because he said,
urination. No, it has so many problems with it. I think there was a police report filed, but then it ended up being dropped because the guy, you know, was like, I needed a shower.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hadn't showered all day. Just needed a shower. We're good. I'm not mad. No one's mad at her right now.
But trust me, there's a lot of guys right now booking a ticket to their next show.
Right.
No, I want front row. Do not give me anything but for. They're going to be the highest paid touring band of 2022.
Sponsored by Depends.
And water. I mean, she really had to pee.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, don't watch this. Do not. I'm telling you right now, you don't want to see this.
But think about all the sponsorships. Pregnancy tests, perfect.
Oh, he could have held one of those up at that time.
I know. That's what I'm saying. A pregnancy test would have been good. Clear Blue, you know, one of those. Or maybe Monistat. You know, maybe if you UTI or something.
It's in the age of COVID. If he was wearing a mask, I wouldn't be as upset.
That's your problem. The guy wasn't wearing a mask. That was your issue.
If he was, because he might get COVID now.
I doubt he's going to get COVID.
I swear,
I'm sure, no.
That's how you get pink eye, right there. If you want to know how to get pink eye, watch that video. But I'm telling you, don't watch it. You don't want to see
it. Maybe he was bitten by a jellyfish.
On the face.
Maybe a jellyfish on the face.